Welcome back to America's Leaders from Coast to Coast, the 250th Anniversary Edition. I'm Stephen.
And I'm Leah.
We are heading to the Garden State today, North Jersey, to profile a woman who stepped into the shoes of a legend and made history in the process. We are talking about Democrat Nellie Poe of New Jersey's 9th District.
Filling the seat of Bill Pascrell was never going to be easy. He was a giant in New Jersey politics for nearly 30 years. But Nellie Poe didn't just fill a vacancy, she broke a barrier. When she won in 2024, she became the first Latina ever elected to Congress from New Jersey. That is a huge milestone for a state with such a massive Hispanic population.
And she was arguably the most qualified person for the job because she had literally followed Pascrell's footsteps before. When he left the state assembly to go to Congress in 1997, she took his seat in Trenton. She spent 27 years in the legislature, eventually becoming a state senator and chairing the Commerce Committee. She knows the inner workings of New Jersey politics better than almost anyone.
Her backstory is pure Patterson. She was born and raised there, and she spent 30 years working for the city government, eventually serving as the business administrator. She knows what it takes to keep a city running, from paving the roads to balancing the municipal budget, and Patterson is the heart of this district. It is the Silk City, founded by Alexander Hamilton to be the industrial engine of America. Today, it is a melting pot. The district is over 40% Hispanic, with huge Dominican, Puerto Rican, and Peruvian communities. Walking down Main Street in Patterson is like taking a tour of Latin America.
Given that background, urban administrator and commerce chair, her committee assignments in Washington make perfect sense.
They really do. She landed a spot on the Transportation and Infrastructure Committee. For North Jersey, that is the, quote, money committee. Her constituents rely heavily on NJ Transit and the bus lines to get into New York City. She is laser-focused on the Gateway Tunnel project and replacing the aging bridges over the Passaic River. She also sits on the Homeland Security Committee. Since her district is right in the shadow of NYC, counterterrorism funding is a major local priority. But she also uses that perch to advocate for the immigrant communities in her district, ensuring that security policies don't unfairly target them.
She also talks a lot about environmental justice. Why is that so critical for the 9th District?
Because of the industrial legacy we mentioned. The Lower Passaic River is one of the largest Superfund sites in the country. Decades of factories dumping chemicals have left a toxic legacy that affects the health of the people living there today. Poe has been fighting for federal cleanup funds since her days in the state Senate. She argues that the people of Patterson shouldn't have to suffer for the industrial profits of the last century.
She is the technocrat from Trenton, who finally made it to the big show.
Exactly. She isn't a showboat. She is a legislator who reads the fine print. And for a district with complex infrastructure and economic needs, that is exactly what they voted for.
That is our profile for New Jersey's 9th. Stay tuned for our next profile. Please note AI assists in the creation of this podcast from pointedwords.com. And remember, better pointed words than pointed swords.